Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. State inspections have found Indiana's bars, restaurants, and liquor stores doing a much better job of not selling alcohol to underage Hoosiers. That improvement followed adoption of a much ridiculed law requiring carry-out alcohol customers to show ID, regardless of their age, that has since been loosened up. State Excise Police conducted more than 5,000 inspections from January through June, during which time people ages 18 to 20 accompany officers and try to buy alcohol. They found violations by 8.8% of bars and restaurants and 4.3% for liquor stores. That's down from more than 40% in 2009. Two Indiana police officers who lost their lives in the line of duty this year are being honored in a charity bike ride that's underway today. The Cops Tour around the state raises money for families of fallen officers. This year, IMPD officer David Moore, killed in January, and Greenfield officer Will Phillips, who was struck on a bike training ride last fall, are being remembered. Terre Haute officer Brent Long, killed by a gunman earlier this month, will be recognized on next year's ride. Indiana National Guard members could find themselves returning to Iraq next year, 4 years after returning home. A unit has received a notification of sourcing that's the first step toward an official mobilization notice. About 3,400 members of the brigade were deployed to Iraq in 2008. WFYI weather. This afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 91. Mostly clear tonight, low 69. And sunny tomorrow through Thursday, again with highs in the 90s. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.